John chapter 6 from verse 52 to 59. The Jews present quarrelled amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Before I even start today, I want to offer an apology. There might be a few bangs during this recording. Those are avocados falling on my roof as my office is under an avocado tree. Today's gospel ends with a peculiar reference to Jesus' teaching at the synagogue in Capernaum in Galilee. It is peculiar because the section starts with Jesus addressing the crowds around the Lake of Tiberias when they have come to hopefully witness another multiplication of loaves to get some free food. And Jesus challenges them with the teaching of the bread of life. There is no indication that he has moved away from there. And then we have this reference to him articulating this teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The only conclusion is that Jesus taught this more than once. And this is the first reference to Jesus' teaching in John chapter 6. The other chapters have been filled with experience, the disciples of John being sent back to John the Baptist to tell him what they experienced. The experience of joy at the wedding feast of Cana. The experience of the cleansing of the temple and Jesus' passion for his Father. The experience of the Samaritan woman who was brought to growth and insight and made a proclaimer of the gospel in her own term. The experience of the synagogue official again in Cana. The experience of the lame man at the pool of Bethsaida who was given the ability to walk, to be healed. The experience of the people around the Sea of Galilee receiving nourishment from less than nothing faced with that great crowd gathered around Jesus. Only then does Jesus teach. Once the experience of joy, of healing, of integrity, once that has been offered, only then does Jesus teach. And often we are upside down with this. We teach and we offer no experience. An experience of healing, integrity, and being challenged into living our true selves. The part of us which recognizes God and God's goodness in the world, and which embraces that goodness. That part of us is often left dormant. Left dormant in encountering people. Left dormant in witnessing in other ways than simply announcing doctrine. Jesus did not begin to teach until a fundamental set of experiences had been offered to his disciples and the people of his time. Experiences of the kingdom of God with the fullness of its healing, its call to human integrity. And the ability of Jesus in offering this experience to move people towards wholeness instead of simply demanding the wholeness by teaching what it means to them. Yes, after this, the references to Jesus as teaching various things becomes more common. There are multiple references to Jesus then in John's Gospel teaching, and it is built on the experience of those first 5.5 chapters. The chapters describing an experience of Jesus, Son of God, bringer of the kingdom of God to the world. This was Jesus' catechetical approach. Offer the experience of resurrection, and then, building on that experience, teach the more profound parts of what goes into that experience. And we as church and individuals, what are we offering? Only words? Or the example of our own lives as touched by the experience of Jesus, and from that touch enabling us to teach? May the joy of the risen Lord be the experience from which we speak. Amen.